Welcome to the Stain Gang Podcast as we talk about Midwestern State men's soccer with head coach Michael Meacham. Midwestern State taking on Dallas Baptist on Wednesday night at Stang Park. Midwestern State 8-1-2 overall, 3-1-0 in conference with a three-game winning streak, coming off an impressive 4-1 win over Oklahoma Christian after doubling up UT Tyler in a midweek match in Tyler last week. And, Coach, let's start there. Let's start with the game at UT Tyler. A game you won 2-1. It wasn't maybe the most beautiful thing in the world, but the result certainly was beautiful for the Mustangs.
Yeah, no, always excited to win, especially there. That's like I said, I think maybe a week ago we were talking about it. I mean, that's kind of it's an odd trip, and they're obviously a good team, and they always play us really, really well. And I thought we started extremely well, then kind of went into a little bit of a lull, and then fought our way back into the result that we needed.
It was kind of interesting to see Ethan Kirschnick assist Liam Kervik on the game-winning goal. Those are two young guys who are playing well for you.
Yep, two young guys. Kirschnick is his first year here, and obviously Ethan redshirting last year, so he kind of knows a little bit more about what we want, and I think he's stepped in and done a really good job, and I think he's got two assists on the year, and I think Skyler's got two as well.
I was going to say, both of the Kirschnecks are coming in and now playing meaningful minutes for you and making contributions.
Absolutely. I think that they've done great job for us so far.
What was it about the skill set that those two brought that had you recruit them from the beginning?
Driven. I mean, they're technically, like, you wouldn't think they're as technically good as they are, but they're extremely technically gifted to get themselves in and out of trouble. but yeah, I think that they're great. They're great kids. They come from a great family. Texas kids, Houston kids that we've had a good relationship with down there at Rise. So yeah, I mean, they're so driven, so hungry, always super competitive, super athletic, technically good. Got to get their communication a little bit better. Got to use their big boy voice sometimes. But I think they're going to continue to grow into that.
I'm guessing they communicate with one another pretty well, though.
Sometimes. They probably text each other.
Is it unique for you to have twins out on the pitch at the same time? No. Have you ever experienced anything like that?
No, we've had twins before. There's been other places I've coached, and here we've had twins before, so it's not a big deal.
Does it present any unique issues? You say it's no big deal.
No, I mean, they're just...
It's just two guys.
They're just on the team. They're just players.
Did you have to recruit both to get one?
No, we wanted both from the beginning. It was never even a question of taking one over the other. I mean, it was. We wanted both of them from the start.
And right now they're both starting for you.
Yeah. And we're happy for it, and we're glad that development's working. We're glad that our profile that we're looking for is working, but obviously what we're doing, consciously trying to get guys that we can develop and keep getting better to be big contributors, not only right away, but in the future too. We're glad that that's working too. So kind of our framework that we're working within and what we're wanting to do is paying off.
I know you want a clean sheet, but you've held your last two opponents to one goal. Do you feel like you're getting stronger in the back?
We'll find out Wednesday.
This is when you say you'll find out Wednesday, that's the game you've got against Dallas Baptist. But before we get to Dallas Baptist, I do want to talk about the Oklahoma Christian game, because it would be a mistake just to race past that, because you played so well.
We did look pretty well.
With the exception of maybe that opening minute of the second half, you played pretty well against Oklahoma Christian.
Yeah, no, didn't play bad. I mean, we were fortunate to get the red card early.
Yeah. That was 10, 15 minutes in.
I think it's like 17, 20 minutes. 17, like 20. I mean, but then you're just splitting hairs by a few minutes. But
I mean, it makes a difference.
It was going to be a good game. It looked like it was going to be a good game. I think that we kind of came out on the right foot with all the kind of maybe celebrations and distractions and that sort of stuff. Sometimes that's really, really hard. With the emotions that we've had on that day was potentially could have been hard. And I think that they kind of took it and embraced it and ran with it and were focused. And that's all we talked about in the locker room before we went out. It's just staying focused, controlling what we can control, and we were fortunate enough to be able to do that.
So a lot of the emotion was it was senior day,
correct,
and you got
correct.
12 seniors, but one
got a lot.
One was special,
yeah,
and that's CJ Peischer.
Yeah,
coming
we were able
back.
To get CJ back, which was huge. Really, really important for all of us. So yeah, we were excited to do that, and we're obviously excited to win on senior day because there's been years that we've been here and we haven't done that, and that's obviously not what you want to do for the seniors that have given so much to a program.
How's CJ doing?
Pretty good. Looked good. Me and Patty went out there this summer, and he looks much better than he did when he was in the summer. So that's positive. Getting scans every 6 weeks. Medication seems to be they're cautiously optimistic with how it looks right now. So yeah, we're happy with that. We were able to get him back and that he was able to kind of be a part of everything. We weren't really sure how he would take it, what he could and could not handle, but he was out for the training session on Friday, which he was there the whole time, and he was out there for all the whole game and the celebrations before and after. So yeah, he was able to do everything that we were hoping he could.
And it seemed like he had a good time.
Yeah, great time. He loved it.
I'm sure he loved being around the guys.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like I said from the beginning, like he as soon as he showed up on campus, he believed in what we were going to do. He was 100% into campus life, to the university, to the program, to everything. So yeah, he was happy to be back, happy to be home.
And he got to see you score 4 goals against Oklahoma Christian.
Yeah, he did. He did. We wish we could have kept the clean sheet for him as him being a goalkeeper and stuff like
right.
that. But yeah, it was good. They all got to, everybody got to celebrate with him, and it was awesome.
So you mentioned the test coming up against Dallas Baptist. Yeah. What makes them such a big challenge for you?
Everything. I mean, Jess does a great job with those guys ever since he's been there. I mean, he's been to 2 conference. We've played him in the back-to-back conference tournaments. Have been pretty successful against them those games, and obviously they're highly motivated to come out and do it, and they kind of get after you from the minute go. So
then they create chances, that's for sure. Peyton Volker is second in the conference right now in shots per game. You've got a team in Dallas Baptist that's second in the conference in corner kicks per game. They get almost 6 corner kicks a game,
yeah.
And they're second in assists per game.
Yeah, no, I mean, they're extremely athletic. They're extremely bought in. They believe in what they're doing. They believe in each other. I mean, they're extremely, extremely hardworking, extremely athletic, big group of guys, deliver from a bunch of different angles and put balls on top of you a lot and kind of pick up seconds and are good individually where they can get around the box and create things. So we've got our work cut out for us.
I was going to say, it also sounds like they play well as a team because they're 4th in total points right now in the conference.
Yeah, no, they're good. I mean, I think everybody, maybe not everybody's as familiar with DBU as maybe we are in the conference.
So their record can be a little bit deceiving because they're 2-3-5 coming in.
They obviously beat Pueblo at Pueblo, and that's not easy to do.
That was early in the year. They got a 2-1 victory over Pueblo.
I mean, you're
then they
about a team that played in 2 national finals. So
right, and that you're familiar with.
Very familiar with. And they beat them, and we didn't. So
and then they played. It's a different set of circumstances,
hey,
but they
it's
played.
All relative.
they had this odd stretch where they played 4 straight draws, and then Oklahoma Christian beat them 2-0. But they're coming off a 4-0 win at Sol Ross.
Yeah, away. I mean, I think they're might be the first conference game at Sol Ross. So, I mean, being able to travel to Dallas, to Alpine, not knowing the trip like we have to do this weekend, not knowing the trip and being able to get, you know, that many goals on a new conference opponent away from home, I mean, that tells you what kind of firepower they have.
And they've played a lot of road games because they've played, I think, 6 road games, 4 home games so far. They're 2-2-2 on the road, so they're going to be pretty comfortable away from home right now.
Yeah, no, I mean they're a good team, and we've got to be focused and have the right sense of urgency to be able to come out on top.
I know your focus is on Dallas Baptist, but I did want to ask you about the trip to Sol Ross. It's kind of a mystery, as you
it's
kind of alluded
100%, 100%. Like you go from here to Midland, Odessa, and there's nothing. So. And then you go from Midland to Alpine, and there's nothing. So we're flying blind a little bit, which is good. We're gonna leave a little bit early. We're gonna see what it's all about. We're gonna train there. We're gonna see the city and the facility, and that sort of stuff. So we're gonna be familiar with it before we kick off.
Do you like that challenge, or is there an uneasiness about it?
Both, I guess. I mean, you look at it, you're like, it's like, I mean, it's not the same, but it is the same as like an NCAA tournament game where you might have never played
right.
that before. So there's a little bit of excitement to it, but there's obviously like, well, what are we getting ourselves into? And then Sol Ross has come off a good result on the weekend in the conference. So, you know, they're going to be motivated. I don't know who they play on Wednesday, but I'm sure they play somebody. I don't think they have the bye, so we'll have to see that game quickly after.
I've asked other coaches about this. How tough is it to make the adjustment from Division III in soccer as they're moving up from Division III to Division II? And not only moving up in division, but this is a really tough region, as we've discussed.
Yeah, great region, great conference. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of really, really good Division III teams in the state of Texas. So I would think if anybody's going to be able to do it, it's a team in the state of Texas can do it. And Sol Ross is proving that they can get results in the conference and they can get results in our region. So we've got to be prepared.
What would you say is the difference between D2 and D3? I mean, I know scholarships is part of it. But
probably a little bit it. And the workload that we're able to have in the spring and stuff like that, where it might be a little bit different.
You don't see a huge difference in talent level, though?
No, I mean, everybody's just every conference and every division's the same. I mean, people have different philosophies on the way they want to coach and the way that teams play. So everybody's going to have strengths and weaknesses within that. So you just kind of have to exploit it.
You alluded to this, but were you surprised that they beat West Texas 2-0?
I'm not surprised anybody can beat anybody in this conference. I mean, everybody's like, oh, did you see that? I was like, guys, we lost 5-0 to St. Ed's. I mean, anything can happen.
And then you were trying to remember, they do play Wednesday. They play Lubbock Christian, and they'll be playing in Lubbock before going back home to host Midwestern State. Yep. That'll be a game. That'll be Saturday afternoon in Alpine, and that should be available live on Flow Sports if fans want to check it out. It'll certainly be live on Flow Sports on Wednesday night, but we'd much prefer to see you out at Stang Park supporting the Mustangs as Dallas Baptist comes calling Wednesday night. That should be a great match.
Yep. No, we're excited to play them, and excited to stay at home for another game, and hopefully the fans can come out and support, and we'd love to see them.
Always excited to have the Stang Gang podcast with Michael Meacham. Be sure to tell your friends. Be sure to be at Stang Park. Thanks for listening. I'm Pete Stein. So long.